You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill European Football Podcast. Alex Dunn and Steve Harrison are with you to look ahead to the best of Sunday's games. Sam Norris also here, or will be along shortly at least, to preview Saturday's action as well. Good afternoon, Steve. Everything okay?
Yes, good, thank you. Looking to recover from a not-so-successful week last week.
Yeah, three losing naps last week for me, you and Sam. I'd like to say unheard of. Not quite, as regular listeners to the European podcast will know. But so far this season, we've actually been in pretty good form. It was a rare off day, wasn't it?
Yeah, so we'll look to put that right this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. Now, last week, there wasn't a great deal to go at, really, in terms of high-class European action. Couldn't be more different this week. We're going to focus on Sevilla against Atleti, Feyenoord against Ajax, and PSG against Marseille. But that's then ignoring games such as Villarreal Las Palmas, Real Madrid against Athletic Bilbao, Leipzig against Werder Bremen in Germany. We've got plenty of action in Serie A. We could have chosen any of those games really on another week. I think Club Brugge as well play Anderlecht, I think I'm right in saying, in Belgium as well. Yeah, they do indeed at 1:30 on Sunday. They're just Sunday's games. I mean, fortunately, we don't have to cover Saturday stuff. Sam takes care of that, Steve. But an embarrassment of riches on the European front this week, isn't it?
An absolute feast from the famine of last week.
It's strange, isn't it, how that happens. I mean, last week there was only, we sort of did one feature game, didn't we? And then offered up a treble from sort of the lesser games, if you like, the lesser lights. And all of a sudden this time it's, well, plenty of big guns coming up against each other, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose we're coming off the back of the international week, weren't we? So a lot of the teams will have been able to get their fixtures in for a Friday, Saturday, whereas we've got Europa League this midweek. So I guess the Sunday's going to be a bit fuller.
That is true.
I guess we'll just have to put up with that this season. But we've got a real rare matches to look forward to this Sunday.
We have. We're going to start with Sevilla against Atletico Madrid. This one coming up at 3:15 on Sunday. Sevilla 13-5, the draw 12-5. And Atleti are 21-20. We've spoken at great length on this podcast in recent weeks about Atleti and how solid they are, how they tend to go and just win 1-0 relentlessly. They'll do well to do that here. Sevilla are good going forward. They're very good at home. And I thought that this price was a little bit disrespectful to them, to be honest. I'm a huge Atleti fan. But Sevilla at 13-5 at home, it's got to be fairly tempting. That's my view anyway. What do you think, Steve?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. The two sides in brilliant form, obviously. Atleti sit top of the league. But Sevilla at home, absolutely brilliant. So won 18 of the last 21, two defeats. And both of those defeats were towards the end of last season when they were concentrating more on their commitments in the Europa League. They seem to have settled down their squad from early on. Samir Nasri's come in and he's been absolutely superb. Mm. Up front, they've got a few options. Vieto, Vasquez and Ben Yedder's been scoring goals. And they've been superb. But I think this will be really difficult for Atletico. We normally talk about how sharp they are at the back, which is absolutely true. But they're coming to a team who have scored in their last 22 straight home games. The last one they failed to score in was, of course, against Atletico last season when they lost 3-0. But I think they're looking in pretty good shape. And we know all Atleti have to offer. Carrasco's in brilliant form. He's got five in his last three starts. Griezmann obviously scoring goals. Gamero, who I was really keen on pre-season, it hasn't quite worked out as I'd expected so far, but I think that'll come. And Torres has been good backup. We know their strengths. We know what they'll try and do. But yeah, I'm with you on this, Alex. I can see Sevilla giving them a hard time. And 13-5, it seems worth a chance to me.
Yeah, it's more just not wanting to be on Atleti at that price, really, because... Like I said, they do tend to win 1-0, and it sounds a bit boring repeating that every single podcast that we do, but they do tend to do that, and I don't really want to take such a short price away from home against someone who's so strong at home for such a thing to happen, really. Sevilla plus a goal is 3-4, then you've got Sevilla and the draw playing for you. That's got to be something that we look at here. But what's your outright pick going to be in this then? Are you going to take Sevilla on the nose, maybe?
I think I will, yeah. I think I'll give them a chance at a big price. Maybe put them in the draw no bets, because I think that with the lack of goals in Atletico games, the draw is always a runner. But yeah, I think I'll take Sevilla on the draw no bet.
Okay, draw no bet is 7-4 on the home side in that one. We'll move a little bit back in time, but the second game that we're going to preview on this podcast is Feyenoord against Ajax, coming up on Sunday at 1:30. Feyenoord are 5-4, the draw is 12-5, and Ajax are in the betting at 15-8 for this one, potentially a pretty big price on the away side here. Obviously, two giants of Dutch football. As things stand coming into this in the league, it's first against second. Feyenoord boasting a 100% record so far from their 9 games. They've only let 3 goals in as well. Ajax did slip up. They've lost one and drawn one, but still sitting comfortably second in the league. It's PSV that are languishing a little bit so far this season. Last year, it was very much Feyenoord who were struggling. But this has all the makings of a classic, doesn't it? I mean, they're two sides that love to attack. There's plenty of history between the two of them. And it's one of those games that, although the head-to-head suggests that goals have been at a bit of a premium in recent years, it's one of those games that could just explode into life, isn't it, Steve?
It could. And, Feyenoord, I'm really keen on seeing them in this game. They've been superb last season. We talked a bit a few weeks ago about Feyenoord and how they had that terrible run of games towards the middle of last season. They lost the last game before the winter break and then went on to lose the next 6, so 7 in a row. Mm. And really, they were top of the league then, and that took them out of the title race. And their record before and since has actually been superb. They've won 17 and drawn 3 of their last 20 league games, home and away, which obviously is superb. They've won at PSV already this season, which was impressive. The main thing they seem to have added, they've got Dirk Kuyt, who all Premier League fans will be aware of. They've got two excellent young fullbacks in Karsdorp and Kongolo, who have been really good for them. But the main thing they've added this season is a striker that is consistently scoring goals in the form of Nikolai Jorgensen. So he's got 5 in his last 5 in the Eredivisie busy. And yeah, it's just made such a difference. Last year, they weren't sure what their option was. They signed Christoph Kramer, who came in. He did okay. He's a goal scorer, but doesn't add much else, and didn't particularly hit the ground running with them. They've scored 25 in their 9 games so far this season. And if you bear in mind, they only scored 62 in the 34 last season. It shows a real improvement. 62 and 34 sounds good, but if they're trying to compete with Ajax and PSV. Ajax scored 81, PSV scored 88. So they've added goals with Jorgensen, and I think that's made a real difference. They're in impressive form. Ajax, on the other hand, they didn't start so well, but they've now won 9 in a row in all competitions, I think. Or there might be 9 unbeaten in all competitions. 6 clean sheets. Again, when we first spoke about Ajax, it was just after they signed Hakim Ziyech, who I was expecting big things from. And he's been good, but maybe not hit the heights I was hoping. But they just seem to have sorted out what their best lineup is. They brought in Danish youngster Kasper Dolberg, who has scored 4 in 5 starts this season. Klassen is still contributing goals from midfield, which I remember we said he was playing as number 10 early on before Ziyech arrived, and he's dropped a bit deeper, but he's still contributing and he's taking penalties. Bertrand Traoré, who I think a lot of people might have fancied as a top scorer in the league. He's actually playing a bit wider because Dolberg's playing through the middle. Mm. And they just seem to have worked out where everyone fits. And it's quite attacking, but it seems to be going pretty well for them.
You see, I'm just never sure with, in games like this, whether I want to take, and I know it's not a short price on Feyenoord, 5-4, but I think I'd rather always just be with the outsider, just because of the value that it represents, given both sides here are more than capable of beating the other on their day. As you said, it is one of those ones where it could be a pretty fine margin that nicks it, and it could be goal scorers who it boils down to in the end. Incidentally, overs on the goals here, or maybe take Feyenoord to win in over 2.5 goals is 23-10. Ajax to win over 2.5 goals is 16-5. And for me, a banker in this, and I know the recent head-to-heads don't really back it up, and I know that Feyenoord have been very solid at the back so far this season, but both teams to score yes is 8-13 here, and it's not, again, not the biggest price, but looks a gimme to me, Steve.
I must admit, this is one of the rare occasions where I'm not with you on this, actually.
Oh, really?
As you mentioned before, I think Feyenoord, the way they seem to set up for these big games, they seem to play it a little bit more carefully. I think Van Bronckhorst has very much got that idea. So unders in the last three, as you said, between these two at Feyenoord. And Feyenoord have actually gone under in their last three against PSV as well. I just think that shows how they approach these games. As I said before, both sides look to have goals in them, so it wouldn't be a massive surprise to see a lot. But I think under 2.5 is round about even money. And I think Feyenoord would take the draw in this. And I can just see them setting up to keep it tight. And maybe not the goal fest that it seems on paper. But I remember last time we had a similar disagreement on a severe game. I predicted that there'd be loads of goals, and you predicted there wouldn't, and it finished 0-0. So I'll wait to be proved wrong again.
Well, roles reversed here. I'm going for a goal fest. You're saying it'll be pretty tight. So remains to be seen how it'll end up. But so you're firmly on the Feyenoord bus then?
I like Feyenoord. Like I said, I think they'll take the draw. I think it'll be tight, and maybe the under 2.5 in an Eredivisie game, which sounds a bit of an odd one. I think I'll give that a chance.
Okay, Feyenoord 5-4 the outrights. Feyenoord and under 2.5 available at 4-1. As Steve said, under 2.5 goals just back in that is even money. And if you do think it's going to be fairly tight, then you can take Feyenoord draw no bet at 4-6. Which actually isn't that bad when you think that they're 5-4 to win the game. 4-6, not a great deal shorter, I suppose. Certainly could be something to look at there. The final game we're going to focus on is PSG against Marseille. This one's Sunday at 7:45. PSG are 2-9, the draw 5s, and Marseille are 12-1 in this. PSG are not quite the force of old. Not quite. They're still a very dominant side in France, but they're not currently top of the table. Nice hold that honour and will keep it past this weekend as well. They play Metz also on Sunday. By the time PSG kick off, they'll have known how Nice have got on, but they can't catch them this week anyway. It is very early to be looking at the table like that, but PSG are normally pretty much home and hosed by now, to be honest. So the fact that from PSG's 9 games, they've only, and I say only in inverted commas almost, only won 6 of them, may just be a cause for concern. Of course, they have lost a few players, most notably Zlatan Ibrahimovic over the summer. 2-9, I thought, was really, really short here. Yes, they're the most likely winners, Steve, but I couldn't touch that, to be honest. It's one of those ones I would avoid from putting in any acca that I'm having this weekend.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. I mean, PSG, I think they're starting to pull things together a bit. Losing such a big player like Zlatan is going to make a huge difference. Changing coach again, trying to get his ideas across for Emery, which he did great things at Sevilla, and he will come good. But you can't expect a change of personnel and manager and everything to fall into place. They've come off the back of on paper looks like a convincing victory in the Champions League, but they were really made to work for that. They beat Basel, I think it was 3-0 in the end, but Basel missed chance after chance. I think they hit the woodwork twice. And yeah, the PSG performances haven't been as convincing as you might have hoped. On the other hand, they seem to have settled up front on the front three. So Lucas Moura, who was a bit player really under Blanc, is now seems established. Di Maria, obviously, on the other side. And then Cavani, he seems to have found his scoring touch since he had that terrible game against Arsenal. Well, granted, he did score in that, but he missed a lot of chances. He's been really good since. So I think they're just getting into the groove under the new manager. They've got Ben Arthur and Hesse, who both came in over the summer off the back of, well, Ben Arthur off a good season and Hesse obviously coming from Real. And neither of them can get a look in now. So, yeah, it's a short price, and I don't think I'd be investing a great deal in that. But there are signs that things are getting better. Marseille, on the other hand, and again, it seems we've spoken about them quite a few times this season. They've got this amazing record, 21 games, away games in a row they've managed to score, which, considering their form has been pretty poor, they've only won one win in their last 11 away from home. But that's a really good record. And again, there's maybe signs that things are getting better for them. Gomis and Tovan and Cabella have been good in attack this season, although Cabella, I think, is doubtful for this weekend. And Ungi coming back to Ligue 1 from Tottenham. He's looking a bit more like the player that Tottenham signed. He never really got the chance there. The other big news for Marseille, which is filtering through this afternoon as we record, it looks like Rudy Garcia is going to be taking over as their manager. I'm sure you remember he was sacked from Roma towards the end of this year, I think it was. At the beginning of this year, I think it was. And they, as they seem to in Italy, they keep the managers under contract, but kind of put them out on gardening leave. And that's why you see managers managing the same team three times throughout the season as they go. So Roma this afternoon have announced that they're releasing Garcia from that contract, so it seems he's free to take over at Marseille, and he will be in charge for this game on Sunday. So positive signs for Marseille. I don't know that they'll have enough for PSG at this short notice, but I certainly think they've got a chance of scoring.
Okay, so maybe PSG and both teams to score perhaps is 17-10, certainly a big boost on the 2-9 available for just PSG to win, or both teams to score, simply yes or no, 10-11 each of two. So go whichever way you want there, but we're probably leaning
if you're not confident. Yes. Sorry, if you're not confident with PSG win, then yeah, the both teams at 10-11 sounds good to me with that Marseille goals record.
Definitely. Okay, then what about Naps? Then no luck last week, as we said, Steve. What's your best bet this week?
Right, this is a one from slightly left field. So we're going to the Swedish top division, and it's Norrköping, who 3 games ago they looked like they were going to be real contenders for the title, and have since lost 3 straight, including a 6-0 defeat. They now go into a home game against Falkenberg, who are bottom of the league, already relegated. Norrköping are short for this game, but I like both teams to score in this again. Last five home games Norrköping have conceded, and the defence isn't the most solid. They've got goals throughout the team, so my best bet is Norrköping to win the game and both teams to score, which I believe is 9-5.
Yeah, massive 9-5 on that. I mean, Norrköping 1-10 on the outrights. I wondered where you were going with that, Steve. When you started that, I thought, oh, he's going to put a 1-10 shot up here. But no, it's a massive jump. 9-5 for Norrköping to win and both teams to score, or simply both teams to score, is 13-10. Very, very big price there. I think hoping that Falkenberg can score, taking it as read that Norrköping will, certainly could be a pretty tempting price. But is the nap going to be the Norrköping win and both teams to score, 9-5?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm going to weigh in with... Well, I'm going to go against everything that I normally do, which is... I don't think Atleti are going to win at Sevilla. So, again, it's a fairly short price nap, and I put one up last week and it didn't land. But Sevilla plus a goal is 3-4. Sevilla drawn or bet is 7-4. I'm going to have the insurance. Sevilla plus the goal at 3-4. It's going to be my nap this weekend. I just don't think they lose that game, quite simply. Wouldn't surprise me if they win. Wouldn't surprise me if it's a draw. But I think Atleti, those prices are probably there to be taken on. So Sevilla plus a goal for me. You've already heard Steve's thoughts on Sunday's action. Sam Norris has got a nap too. Almost forgot about him. We've been waffling on Sunday's games. Sam has been looking through Saturday's action. He's going to spin you through that, put forward his nap as well, and then that'll be that. So we'll be back same time next week with the best European action. And for now, we'll hand over to Sam.
Thanks, Alex. We start this week looking at Saturday's European football with a couple of games in Germany, beginning with the appalling Ingolstadt, who welcomed Borussia Dortmund at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. As mentioned last week, Ingolstadt are in all kinds of trouble already this season, and defeat last weekend at the hands of Köln means it's now 8 straight defeats in a row for the home side, a run that looks unlikely to change when they welcome Dortmund this weekend. Their last win in normal time came back in April, and their only Bundesliga point this season came against Hamburg on the opening day, who themselves have only collected 2 points this campaign. Köln were a shade of odds on last week against Ingolstadt, and the traders have been similarly generous this weekend, making Dortmund a not unbackable 1-2 poke. This may be the result of Dortmund's slightly indifferent league form of late, with just a point earned from their last two games, but they've been beaten by Leverkusen and drew to high-flying Hertha Berlin, and a trip to Ingolstadt seems much more palatable. Either side of those games, they've drawn with Real Madrid and beat Sporting in the Champions League, and looks good value for their victory in Portugal in midweek. The razor-sharp Pierre Aubameyang was on target again on Tuesday night, making it 7 goals in his last 8 games in all competitions, and he should be licking his lips at the prospect of facing an Ingolstadt defence that have already shipped 14 goals this season. He's 17-20 to score any time, but what about him to score 2 or more at an enticing 4-1? He scored a brace the last time these two sides met and has 3 goals in his 2 games against Ingolstadt in his career, so that 4-1 might just be too big to miss. But for my bet here, I'm going for Dortmund minus a goal at 11-8. I'm surprised the traders are dangling this at an odds against price, and I may have been prepared to take the 12-5 on offer about Dortmund minus 2 this week, were it not for the fact that Ingolstadt haven't actually lost a game by more than 2 goals this season. Bayern came here and beat them 3-1, and a similar scoreline would not surprise me. At the prices, I don't feel as much of a need to gamble, and I make Borussia Dortmund minus 1 a rock-solid nap selection this weekend at 11-8. We stay in Germany for the next game, and this one looks a really intriguing affair with Bayer Leverkusen going up against Hoffenheim. Leverkusen have made a pretty lukewarm start to the season in the Bundesliga, and they sit 10th with 10 points after their 7 games. Not the kind of form that will see them reach European competition again this season, and I haven't seen enough yet to trust them at odds as short as 2-5 against the high-flying Hoffenheim outfit. Whilst there have been signs over recent weeks that Leverkusen are beginning to dial in, they beat Dortmund 2-0 in the league and were mightily unlucky to only take a point away from their Champions League match with Spurs in midweek after a Hugo Lloris masterclass. I'm still a little bit concerned that they've been beaten by Werder Bremen and Eintracht Frankfurt this season, and this all shows that they are far from a side to be trusted at such a short price. And Hoffenheim are a whopping 6-1 in this contest, which looks huge about a team who are one of only 4 sides in the league who remain unbeaten this season. They've won their last 3 games in a row coming into this fixture and have shown their battling resilience more than once this season, coming back from 3-0 and 4-1 down against Mainz to take a point. And they're not a team that will lie down easily. The bet I landed on in the end was Hoffenheim plus a goal at 8-5. I think draw is a real runner here at 4-1, but I'm probably more worried that they win the game rather than Leverkusen. So I'll take the insurance here and go for the 8-5 Hoffenheim or the draw. If Leverkusen turn up and play at the top of their game, they've got a really good chance of winning. But they haven't shown that enough this season, and I think a draw might be the best they can hope for. So I expect Hoffenheim to extend their unbeaten run to 8 games. And finally, it's a big game in Italy to round us off at 7:45 p.m. with the two form sides in Serie A going toe-to-toe. It's a couple of Italian giants involved too, with Milan welcoming Juve to the San Siro. Juventus have won 7 of their 8 games in Serie A this season, and they go in search of yet another league title. But their only blip this term came on their last visit to the San Siro, where they were beaten 2-1 by Inter back in September. So they won't have immediate happy memories of the place, but apart from that game, they have been flawless this year, picking up 3 points in every other league meeting. But Milan have been in great nick themselves lately after a couple of early season defeats to Napoli and Udinese. They've risen up to third in the table now and are on a 5-game unbeaten streak where they've won 4 of those games and kept a clean sheet in 3. And for all Milan's troubles over the last few years, this fixture is almost always tight, with just 2 of the last 13 games between the sides being decided by more than one goal. Given that recent history and the form of both sides going into this one, I envisage another tight game on Saturday evening. I think the traders have probably got this one about right in terms of the betting, so I can't see too much value in the outrights, so I'm looking to goal scorers for this one. Of those last 13 head-to-head meetings, 7 have been both teams to score, and with the way both sides coming into this fixture, I think that could well land again, given the pair have amassed 32 goals between them in Serie A this season, and I'm looking to the two main men to get the goals on Saturday night. Carlos Bacca is having another fine season for Milan with 6 goals already this term. Likewise, Gonzalo Higuain has made the switch from Napoli to Juventus seamlessly. He also has half a dozen goals this season. They're both big game players who've been purchased to score in games such as this, and I think they're both more than capable of getting on the score sheets here. So the bet I like is both Carlos Bacca and Gonzalo Higuain both to score at 9-2 to round off a tricky weekend of European football in that heavyweight clash from Italy on Saturday evening. This week's treble then is Dortmund -1 at 11-8, who are also my nap for this weekend. Hoffenheim plus a goal at 8-5. And finally, Carlos Bacca and Gonzalo Higuain both to get on the score sheet at 9-2 in the Milan versus Juventus game. That Saturday treble pays 33-1. Best of luck with all of your selections across the weekend.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.